In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Q-Code presents How to Win Friends and Disappear People, starring Leslie Grace and Sony Bringus. Episode 6, Ghosting a Vampire.
I've never had a best friend before. And heck, I had no idea what I was missing out on. We have these rituals, our weekly routine, reality TV Mondays.
She's here for the wrong reasons. Like, I totally know you can't convince me otherwise because I'm...
Amanda's totally just there for the Instagram followers. Don't you think?
I don't know. She seems like she really cares about Matt.
You vampires are such hopeless romantics. We also do Wine Wednesdays. She knows a lot about wine. Plus, she's a real history buff. Holy crud, this goes down easy. What is this, from the nice section at CVS?
I picked it up when I passed through Bordeaux. Back in 1947.
Huh. And of course, we have our mutual hobbies.
Let me live, I don't wanna die.
No, I couldn't possibly...
Well, I could.
We love our shared passion. Ceramics. Well, she's the ceramicist. I'm just her helper. I'd like to learn more, though, from her. The master. You know, about ceramics. But I don't want to step on her toes.
Why would it step on her toes if you wanted to learn more? I mean, she can't be the only ceramicist in Manhattan.
Well, she's certainly the most prolific.
Seems like you're overthinking this. If you want to learn from her, just ask, honey.
Really?
Oh yeah, definitely. If anything, I bet she'll be flattered.
Well, the thing is, I already asked, sort of, a while ago. But it was that awkward thing where I brought it up for a minute and then she kind of just shrugged it off. I don't know if she knew how serious I was about it, you know? By the way, how much longer? I have a reality TV marathon to get to.
You're all set? Great meeting you, Nancy. And hey, good luck with the ceramics. You got this.
Al? Oh, hiya. I was just gonna let myself in. I figured you were still in the sauna.
Are those new highlights?
What, these? I guess. Yeah.
They look just like mine.
Well, they're not as good as yours. But they're a start. Oh, by the way, I picked you up a chai on the way home.
Oh, what's the occasion?
Just a gal treating her bestie. Hey, Elle, I was wondering. I mean, I was thinking.
Huh? What's that?
You know what we talked about back on Long Island? About me potentially joining you on kills from now on?
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, I just thought it might be helpful. For you. I could be the on-site cleanup crew. Take all of the mess out of it for you.
Look, the truth is... I wouldn't want to put you through that.
I was just thinking, I could help, you know?
I've been following your cleanup protocol religiously, so there's really no need. But I appreciate the offer.
Oh, that's, great. But the thing
hey,
is...
we're missing it. Watch her go.
What do I tell her? The truth? That after coming so close to the edge, after feeling so... alive... I'm stuck chasing the high? that I've been numb ever since, just going through the motions, trudging along through the wine nights and bar crawls and yas queens, praying that I'll get another chance to be there when some poor sucker draws his final breath.
Nancy?
Huh?
You were kind of spacing out there.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I'm just so tired. How many episodes was that? 3?
4. You're really spacey, huh?
Yeah, I guess I better turn in. See you tomorrow for Trashy TV Tuesday.
Which is obviously different from Reality TV Monday.
Entirely. Reality TV is stay-at-home moms throwing glasses of wine at each other. Trash TV is Hot Sister Island. Later.
Bye.
Good evening, Jeeves. Time for bed, huh? Jeeves, come on, it's just a pillow.
It would only take 3 minutes, smothering someone. Under perfect conditions, of course. No pushback from the victim. Maybe 5, if they put up a fight.
It's just a pillow. Just a pillow. Nothing to see here.
That lamp. The light bulb. You break it into glass shards, just one clean cut across the carotid.
Nope. Okay, I think I'll do a bit of light reading before bed.
That hardcover. It's thick enough for a smack across the temple. Or to the brainstem. Blunt force trauma.
Maybe some TV, huh? And a glass of warm milk. That'll do it.
And with the inventive use of household items, the murderer was able to achieve full dismemberment.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No.
This Friday, when we'll
I mean, really.
Ferreira
I'm much more similar to the victims. It's not like... like I watch Homicide Hour because I see myself in the...
The killers. Tune in this Friday.
Nancy? Come on now. That's just not me. I'm not some kind of...
Monster. That was the word that came to mind. And while the killer tried to assure themselves they were not the monster they knew themselves to be.
God damn it! Crap.
There's something wrong in the helper functions you submitted. I thought you were going to address the tech debt.
I am, sir. Ted. I'm addressing them, but it's a huge amount of work for one person in such a short window.
Nancy, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Success, it isn't owned, it's rented. And you know when rent is due?
At the first of the month?
Every damn day.
Oh.
So no more—
No more excuses. Okay, sure.
I hope I'm not overstepping. But have you considered a plant-based diet? Clarissa Mayfield's raw vegan regimen could really help with your dark circles and sluggishness.
No, I have not.
Something keeping you up at night?
No. Sleeping like a baby.
Hence the dark circles.
Is there some sort of issue? Sorry, Ted. I've just been dealing with personal stuff.
No problem, Nancy. My door's always open. If there's anything you'd like to get off your chest.
Anything you'd like to get off your chest? People say that, right? It's a normal phrase, but I don't know, that felt...
weird.
Huh?
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Oh, hi, Louise.
Did you get highlights? They look nice.
Oh,
Thank you. Wait, what's weird?
So our guy, Chet Wallace, is doing a big piece on Sid's disappearance this Friday.
I know. So crazy. I was watching it last night when they announced it.
Obviously, same. Anyway, this morning on Twitter, they announced they're accepting theories and tips from the public. And whoever solves it gets to go to the set and meet Chet Wallace.
What?
So, I've been looking into it. What's weird is, there's been a recent uptick in missing persons in Manhattan.
Crime's always up in this city. I mean, I get scared taking the subway.
Well, you have nothing to fear in this case.
Why's that?
See, this is what makes it weird. Missing persons cases are only up amongst a certain population. Men, usually single, aged 18 to 35, often with some sort of misdemeanor or felony in their past.
Oh. Wow, but you know, with missing persons, it's nebulous. Could have run away, skipped town, especially with a criminal record.
Normally, sure. What you're saying would be the simplest answer, since most of them haven't been found. But over the weekend, someone found a partially dissolved thumb in the bathroom of a man who had been missing for weeks.
A human thumb? So, Elle's getting sloppy.
Yep, a human thumb. Hence, my suspicion that it's connected. They aren't missing. They were killed.
Let's not jump to conclusions, Louise. Looking through the data, it's inconclusive at best.
Nancy, you of all people should understand how significant this is.
Me? Why do you say that?
Because you live for this stuff. For Homicide Hour and true crime.
So?
Do I need to spell it out for you? Uptick in missing persons contained to a 6-mile radius. Specific profile that fits each victim. We could have a serial killer on our hands.
Oh. Wow.
Imagine if we cracked this case. A serial killer. They'd probably even invite us to the show. What do you think?
What do I think? I think, yeah, sure. Let's catch the serial killer.
Happy Trash TV Tuesday. Oh, I thought you were bringing lattes.
Sorry, I forgot. I came straight from work.
Everything okay?
A thumb was found at Tucker McCann's apartment.
Should I know who that is?
Stockbroker, 5'9", Greenwich Village, penchant for self-tanner and the patriarchy.
Oh, Tucker. He was delicious.
Delicious, perhaps, but only partially dissolved. And now his thumb has the potential to wreak havoc over our lives.
Ugh. You gave me exact instructions, and I just... There's no room for error, and I messed it up anyway.
No. Hey, come on. What do we always say? No negative self-talk. Okay, no one expects you to be perfect. You're only human. You know what I mean. A human adjacent.
Gee, thanks.
You still have a lot to learn, and that's okay. I'm here for you. I've been doing research on crime scene cleanup nonstop. It might be easier if I just come with you when you go out hunting.
No. I can't ask you to do that. I'll be more careful next time.
Elle, you don't have to do this alone. I've got you.
You want no part in it, believe me. I hated that you saw me like that. Like I was a monster.
A monster? Psh, no.
I never want you to see me like that again. Seeing Robert made me realize I don't want to keep killing, but I have to, so the least I can do is leave you as uninvolved as possible.
Stop with all that crazy talk, okay? I'm your best friend.
That's a very reductive description of our situation. We're not just matcha and manicures, we're killing people.
Yeah, and we're in it together. Us against the world. Look, I didn't want to mention it, but the walls are closing in on us. We can't afford even a minor mistake right now. Serial killer. A guy in my office tossed that doozy of a term around today.
So? Some guy thinks there's a serial killer, so what?
He doesn't think that. He arrived at that conclusion via data. Look, you don't get today's world. You lose a thumb here, leave a drop of blood there, and suddenly a team of computer scientists are modeling the data and the feds are knocking down our doors. If some guy in my office can find this stuff, you think the FBI can't? What?
Nancy, There are people out there looking for me. Really bad people.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'd rather die than be found.
Who is it?
I came to New York to disappear. Do you understand?
Is that it? You're really not gonna give me anything? Well, I promise that me coming on the kills with you is the best way to run a clean operation of staying under the radar.
Fine.
Okay then. Oh, and no need to choose your next few kills on the app. We have a backlog, plus we gotta throw off the data, so I'll weave some in that aren't our usual type. Don't worry, you won't be eating from the bottom of the barrel.
As long as they bleed.
What is going on, contestants? Welcome to Hot Sister Island, where we pull together the hottest brother-sister duos.
Oh, also, I got something super cool planned for tomorrow. You're gonna love it.
Tomorrow?
Wine Wednesday, hello!
Oh, I can't.
You can't?
I'm busy.
Did I book you an acupuncture appointment for the evening? How are you liking that, by the way? Good, right?
Yeah, the acupuncture is great.
I'm looking through your calendar and I didn't schedule anything for tomorrow night. Did you make other plans? On your own?
Yes. As I've been doing for centuries.
Oh, I mean, no big deal. So, what did you have planned? Is it Robert? I thought you didn't call him back.
I didn't. I just have plans for the night.
With?
Who are you? The FBI?
It'd be the CIA in this case.
Irregardless.
I think you mean regardless.
Jesus, let me live.
I'm sorry. I would just like to know who you're beating up.
You're smothering me. Don't you get that?
Oh. I'm sorry, I thought you liked doing things together.
God.
What?
You just do this thing. Or you act, you know? Pathetic.
I'm not acting. If you think I'm pathetic, then...
But you are acting. You're guilt-tripping me.
I put my life on hold for you. I live for you. Is that not enough?
It's too much.
You're just not used to having a best friend. This is what friends do. They argue, they butt heads, but they always come back to each other.
How would you know?
What?
Didn't you say you'd never had a friend in your entire life?
Did she just... You can't just walk out on me! We're in your apartment. It doesn't work that way. Fudge. Just
don't leave me. Oh my god. Hello, highlights. Wow. They're actually really cute. A little chunky for my taste, but they're fun.
Thanks.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. That is not the vibe of someone who just got fresh highlights. What's going on?
Huh?
I mean, I get it. Takahashi's been on your case, but you can't let the haters get you down, girl boss. You're a blonde now. Kinda. So you should at least kind of have more fun. But like, seriously, actually, why do you look particularly drab today?
I don't know. My best friend and I had a fight, and it didn't
Babe. Oh, God, I'm sorry. You know, one time my best friend and I were at the club and Drake was there and he asked for my number and not hers. And then he rented out this insane 5-star restaurant for me, like the entire restaurant for just me and him for dinner. And it was so epic, but it really did put a damper on our friendship.
Yeah, that's... not exactly what happened here, but thanks for the personal anecdote. I guess what I want to know is, how does one mend a friendship?
Oh, I don't know. I just ghosted her.
Friends ghost each other?
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, you can ghost basically anyone. You just start small, like, sorry, can't hang out tonight, or ignore a few texts here and there, and eventually, if you do that enough, they kind of just... get the hint.
Oh my god. Al's phasing me out. I'm getting ghosted by a vampire. How freaking pathetic.
Nancy? You're doing that weird thing again where you space out and inaudibly mutter to yourself. Look, it's gonna be fine. Just give her some space.
Some space?
Don't call or text.
But, I mean, we do everything together.
Yeah, so don't. Not until she reaches out first. Trust me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Nancy. Got some time to work on our little project?
Sure.
Paulina, keep this on the DL. But Nancy and I are working on solving a disappearance. Sid's.
Oh, he's totally dead.
We don't know that.
Yeah, he definitely is. Nancy, did you get my email roundup of all the facts we've got to work with?
Yeah.
Given that Sid likely went willingly with whoever abducted him, I think our culprit could be a woman.
That is so feminist.
A woman? Sid was like 6'3", 200 pounds, and jacked. That'd be like Tom Hardy or freaking Hagrid getting abducted by a woman.
Okay, what if it wasn't a woman? What if it was women? Plural.
Sid was a total douche. Personally, I'm rooting for the girlies on this one. Wasn't he last seen in your building, Nancy?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought that was just a rumor. So Sid was actually in your building the night he disappeared?
There's a bar on the first floor, the Cuspid.
Get out. You live on top of the Cuspid? That is like the sickest bar in meatpacking.
Yeah, I only moved there because it's an easy commute to work.
So he was in your building the night he went missing?
It's not like it's that big of a deal. Everyone from work goes to the Cuspid.
Except me, ironically.
Oh my god. What if it was your weird neighbor? The girl you told me about.
You have a weird neighbor? Did she know Sid? Does she seem murderous?
Nah. No, I mean, she's a little mysterious, but I don't think.
Wait, we should totally try to meet her and just do a little vibe check.
If she's a suspect, that could be prudent.
She's not a suspect. There's literally no way. The whole thought is preposterous. But she couldn't be more than, like, 120 pounds. You think she's gonna take on some dude twice her size?
That's where the other woman comes in.
Oh my god, Nancy. What if it was you?
Caught me.
Like, how crazy would that be if it was you? Nancy from work.
My hot, mysterious neighbor and I totally killed Sid together. My psychopathy knows no bounds. You know what? She's actually a vampire. Yeah, she killed Sid and then drank his blood, and then I helped her lie to the police about it.
Oh my god. I totally lived for Twilight. Oh, the best movie ever.
Guys, let's rein it in. Sid's killer is out there. Right under our noses, I bet.
So scandalous.
One thing's for certain. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Thank God. Elle would have gotten a kick out of that. But alas, it's been a full day. And no contact. I don't miss her at all. I have lots of cool things to do without her, like feeding Jeeves. Now that's something. And watching Homicide Hour.
Next up, an update on the Sidney Ferrero case. Is there a serial killer afoot in the Big Apple?
And freaking out about the possibility of life in prison. Plus, I have tons of stuff to do tonight. It's actually better I don't see her. I can finally spend some time on that tech debt in the helper functions. Yippee. Day two with no L. And never better. Maybe I should text her, see if she needs anything? No. Like Paulina said, space. L wants space. I'll give her space. Day three, no L. And I'm doing fine. Not stressed at all. It's not like I've been in a worry spiral. fucking crap. Louise, he figured it out. So this is how it goes down. Me in handcuffs.
I'd like to speak to a lawyer.
I would like to speak to a lawyer.
I'd like to speak to a lawyer.
Oh, thank God. Not for me. But never hurts to check out the action, does it? What happened?
I think it was a stabbing.
Looks like it was fatal.
Holy crud, how do you know?
Coroner's van just pulled up.
Cool. I didn't mean cool. I live for this stuff. True crime? I'm actually working on solving a case myself.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm a big Homicide Hour fan, and they're doing a lot of coverage on the Sid Ferrero case. It's silly, but I thought I'd give it a shot.
Just my luck. Everyone in this godforsaken city is on the case. Good luck with that.
Thanks. Shelley, by the way.
Do I know you?
No. I don't think so. Why?
You remind me of someone.
Jeepers, me? I never remind anyone of anyone. Who?
An old friend. Someone I no longer want anything to do with. The shy, inoffensive girl, craning her neck at a crime scene to get a better view. Docile. Invisible. Meaningless. Elle pulled me out of that. To think without her push, I could have gone my whole life not knowing who... not knowing what...
Hey! Get out of my seat!
Oh, I was just...
I said, get out of my seat!
Sir, I don't appreciate your tone.
Step out of here!
This is my seat. And you don't want to mess with me.
Oh, no?
No, you don't. Because if you do, so help me God, I will make you regret the day you were born.
All right, calm down. Goddamn, wait.
Sure, Al ignited this horrible, dark, ugly thing within me. But what if it's always been there? What if it's been my secret superpower all along? Hello?
Hey.
Sorry, who is this?
Oh, come on, Nancy, it's me.
Oh, Elle. Hey, sorry, I'm just in the middle of something. What's up?
Look, I feel badly about how we left things. And, I'm really hungry.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe we could go hunting? You can come, you know, on the expedition if you'd like.
Let me check what my plans are, and I'll call you right back. Hey, Elle. I'm free.
Great.
Should we call it 7? My place?
The killer. The victim. Irresistible urges. Plunge the knife. No remorse.
What you doing? Sorry, I suppose if I come through the window, I should still knock. I know I said some hurtful things, and I'm sorry.
No, I know I came on a bit strong. I was just excited. I should have understood you needed space.
The truth is, I am playing around with expanding my social circle.
Hey, that's great. Good for you. So you said something about hunting?
Are you willing to tag along? Like cleanup crew?
I guess I could. I have a perfect kill lined up for us.
This the place?
Yeah. A bit hipster, isn't it? I guess that's what you get when you come to Brooklyn.
oat milk latte drinking, Birkenstock wearing saviors of the planet, and all that. Lucky for us, they're on an electronic lock system. Okay, let's see. Oh, great. System's down.
This is the victim.
Yeah, I guess.
Looks a tad young. I thought we only hunted men.
We need to throw off the data. Don't want anyone to be able to build a profile.
And is she morally compromised?
Oh, yes, she is. A life ruiner. From what I gather from the data.
She's like 25. I can't kill her.
We've killed 25-year-olds before. What about... what was his name? The Wall Street psycho. He was 25.
But she just looks...
Well, is it because she's pretty? Cool, blonde. If she looked like me, would you feel the same way?
No, it's not that. She just doesn't seem like someone who...
And who seems like someone who...
Nancy? Nancy Melendez? What are you doing here? Oh my god.
Fuck.
How to Win Friends and Disappear People stars Leslie Grace as Elle, Sony Bringus as Nancy, with Katrina Bowden as Paulina, Tom Choi as Ted Takahashi, Rico Rodriguez as Luis. Additional performances by Allison Sharp, Daniel Lujan, Matt Linton, David Toback, Nicole Yannetti, Laura Lopez. Written and directed by Sophia Lopez. Executive produced by Sophia Lopez, Leslie Grace, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer, Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Christophe Classe. Mixed by Lamps Lampagina. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Ben Milchip, and David Tadashore. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tadashore. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchip. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Berahona. Additional script supervisors, Carissa McQueen and Nick Robinson. Production coordinators, Tom Breck and Cassie Cormier. Head production assistant, Alex Buda. Production assistants, Nicholas G. Curl and Maddie Shapiro. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. How to Win Friends and Disappear People is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.